الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Nur. Nur means light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. Nur samawati wal ard. The Prophet in his salah used to make dua to Allah ta'ala that I seek refuge by the light of your face. Deen of Islam is light, and the Book of Allah Ta'ala is light, and the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala is also light. Jannat that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prepared for the Ahl-e Jannat, that also glows with light. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself is light, light of the heavens and the earth. This is a very special name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we inshallah want to understand what is this name of Allah, what's the significance of this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the importance of having this light? Why should we have this light in our heart? How can we get this light in our heart? What are the benefits if a person has this light? These are a few questions, inshallah, I want to look at today. The truth is that the success of all successes lies in this light. And if a person loses this light, then there is nothing but misery. This is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this light. That Allah grant me this light, grant me this nur. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala, he says that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is neither night or day. The light of the heavens is from the light of Allah ta'ala's blessed face. The entire universe is illuminated by the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the veil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also light. We can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a veil. This veil is also light. And if this veil was not there, then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessed face would be so much that no one will be able to gaze upon Allah ta'ala. Just as that mountain, Mount Tur, when Allah Ta'ala unveiled the tiniest portion of the nur of His blessed face, that mountain was reduced to dust. So, human beings, they cannot perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a veil, the veil of His light. In Quran, one of the best descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives about this light is in Surah Nur. And this ayat is actually called Ayatul Nur. So, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. مثله نوره كمشكات. The example of his light is like a Nietzsche. فيها مصباح, within which there is a lamp. المصباح في زجاجة. The lamp is within glass. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري. And the glass, as if it is pearly white, starlit. يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة. And this, it's lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree. لا شرقية ولا غربية. Neither of the east nor of the west. يكاد زيتها يضيء. Whose oil would almost glow. ولو لم تمسسه نار. Even if it is untouched by fire, the oil would still continue to glow, or would almost glow. Nurun ala nur, light upon light. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi, Allah Ta'ala guides to his light. Man yasha, whoever he wills. Wa yadribu Allahu al-amsala lin-nas, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala presents examples for the people. Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. In this paragraph, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a metaphor about his light, which is within the heart of his servants. What is the metaphor? Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this mathaluhu nurihi, this light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes place inside the heart of a Muslim. The similitude of his light takes place in the heart of a believer. This light which Allah Ta'ala places in the heart, it comes from the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, from iman on Allah, from ita'at of Allah, obedience to Allah, worship of Allah, knowing Allah. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the light in the heart of a believer. And it is this light that which Allah Ta'ala gives them life and by which people walk. The origin is the heart. Masalahu nurihi. The origin is the heart where this light resides. But then Allah Ta'ala strengthens this light and increases it until it appears upon their faces, upon their limbs, upon their bodies, even their clothes and the places that they live in. All of these things, they become munawwar. Other people can begin to see nur on that person's face. And then this nur they will carry with themselves in this dunya. They will carry this nur with them in qabr. They will carry this nur even on the day of qiyamah. They will be crossing the bridge, the sirat, and they'll proceed because of the nur that they have, the light that they have. For a person who has, some people will have light like the sun. Someone will have light like this moon or the stars or a lamp. And for some people, the light will only be at the tips of their toes. It will shine, then go out. Then shine, then go out. So whatever light they had in this dunya, they will be given that same amount of light when they're crossing the bridge, the sirat. That same light of the dunya will appear before them on that day, will help them. And the unbelievers and the munafiqeen, they have no real light in this world. Or they just have an outward light, but nothing within. So on that day in Qiyamah, they will just have this outward light, which will vanish in the darkness of that day. They'll be lost. They won't be able to travel. About this light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this parable, this metaphor, that مَثَلُهُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ, that this is the light which is in the breast of a person, the chest of a person. And then this misbah, al-misbahu fi zujaja, that this lamp is within a glass, a pure glass. And this glass is like glistening, white, pure. So in our breast, there is our heart. And heart is the place where this light is. The heart is likened to this glass. Because heart also has this quality, a believer's heart has this quality of whiteness, clarity, fineness, firmness. And because the heart is clear, it can see the truth, it can see the direction. Because the heart is fine, the believer has kindness and mercy in his character. And because the heart is firm, so because of that firmness, he can withstand, he can combat the shaitan, the nafs, uphold the truth. So this is a heart which has this noor placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the glass there is a lamp which bears the light. And then Allah mentions that the fuel for this light is this oil, which is pressed from an olive tree. يُوْكَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَ, olive tree. And this olive tree is لَا شَرَقِيَّةٌ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٌ. It's in a place which, in a medium place, where the sun reaches this tree, both at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. It's not at the extreme, it's in the middle. And because of that, sunlight can reach it at the beginning and at the end. And because of that, the oil that comes out from this olive tree, it's purest. It's so clear that it almost glows by itself without the fire. And the example here is that the fuel for this lamp's light, the fuel of the lamp in the believer's heart, it comes from the tree of revelation. This olive tree is a similitude of that revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fuel of that lamp is coming from the tree of revelation. And this revelation is the greatest in blessing, and it's farthest removed from the two extremes. Our deen is ummate wasata, it's middle course. We're not in one extreme nor the other one. It's balanced, it's the most excellent. We don't have the extremes of Christianity nor that of Judaism. It's the middle way of all things. So this is the fuel for the lamp of faith, the lamp of iman, which burns in the heart of a believer. And because this oil is already so glowy that it almost glows by itself. But when it is mingled with fire, its glow becomes even more intense. It's the substance is strengthened. Nurun ala nur. Now there is light upon light. There is already light. Now there is light upon light. Similarly, the heart of the believer's heart is already illuminated that he could almost know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely by his human fitrah, by his innate human nature that Allah has gifted him because of his intelligence, even though he has no fuel. But he can, on his own intrinsic programming, his fitrah, he could almost know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the fuel of revelation reaches him, when the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down through books, through Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that nur mixes with his own radiance, when the light of revelation is added to the light of his own God-given nature, the two combine and becomes nurun ala nur, light upon light. He was almost able to speak of Allah without even hearing anything about Allah. But now, when he hears in revelation about what he almost knew, what he had already perceived, it becomes nurun ala nur. Such is the case of a believer who first experienced the truth because of his nature, because of his fitrah, and then hears the words brought by the Prophet ﷺ, which gives us the details. Nurun ala nur. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi. Allah guides to his light whomsoever he wills. So this is a beautiful way to understand what this light is. Nur is an Arabic word which means light, and the opposite of this is zulmat, which means darkness. Whenever a person recites the kalama, because of this, there is some lightness that comes in our heart. And those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their denial, their kufr, there is a darkness in their heart. And Allah also mentions about the darkness in the hearts of the unbeliever, that they have wave over wave, and then there is a cloud covering the sky, and it's pitch darkness that they won't even be able to see their hands if they put their hands inside the water. So for the believers, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of the believers. And then not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the friend of the believers, if you think about this, the statement would be complete here. But Allah ta'ala mentions one more thing. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah ta'ala brings the believers out from the darknesses into nur. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want the believer to be in darkness. That's why Allah brings them out from darknesses into nur, the darkness of sins into light, the darkness of unbelief into belief, the darkness of depression into contentment, the darknesses of zillat into izzat, the nur of izzat into an-nur. That's why Allah gave us the Quran as well. Quran is also kitab, anzalnahu ilayk, which we have sent to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to extract people from zulumat into nur. So Quran-i-Majid is also a book which enables a person to come out of darknesses and travel in the direction of nur. So this people who have iman, Allah Ta'ala loves them so much that Allah Ta'ala gives them this nur of iman in their heart, this nur in their heart. And whoever recites the kalama, just reciting the kalama, there is a light that comes in their heart. And now, as a moment starts to increase their amal, the believer starts to do more and more acts of obedience, more nek amal. So this light keeps on increasing, keeps on increasing, keeps on increasing. And on the other hand, when a person commits a sin, so because of this sin, a black spot comes on their heart. If a person makes tawbah, then that spot is wiped away. But if a person continues to do sin and doesn't make tawbah, then these black spots, they continue until the entire heart becomes black. There was light inside, but it's covered by this blackness. So in Quran, Allah Ta'ala uses this word nur. And Allah also uses the word zulumat for darkness. And Allah says both things can never be equal. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ, that someone with eyesight cannot be equal to someone who's blind. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتِ وَلَا النُّورِ, and nor can darkness be equal to light. And if someone who has light, someone who has nur, is truly a person who's able to see. And someone who has darkness, zulmat, is like a person who's blind. On the day of Qiyamah, this is that same nur that will be in front of a person guiding that person. Allah says in Quran that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, that those who brought iman on the Prophet ﷺ, their nur will be in front of them and will be on the right side, will be walking with them, running with them, guiding them. And elsewhere Allah Ta'ala mentions that يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, that the mu'mineen and the mu'minat will have this nur in front of them and on the right side. And they will be stepping, they will be walking, moving ahead in the light of this nur, in the illumination of this nur. Meanwhile, the munafiqeen, they will also be nearby. And they will tell the, they will ask the believers, that unzuruna naktabis min nurikum. You know, just turn to us, give us some, become attentive to us, so that we can also take benefit from your light. And you, sometimes when you're walking, and if there's one person has a torch, the other person says, you know, show me the torch, so that I can also walk in that light, I can see my way. Exactly the same condition will happen on that day. Munafiqin will ask for the nur, that show me the light so that we can also walk. But it will be said to the munafiqin, kila, irji'u wara'akum faltamisu nura, that for you should go back to the dunya. You should search for that nur in the dunya. That this nur you will not be able to get here in akhirah. This nur, you wanted to get this nur, the place for that was the dunya. So this nur will be with us on the day of Qiyamah. In Hadith Mubarakah, it comes that this noor will be of five kinds. You can imagine that there is a room which is illuminated, and there are five bulbs in that room. And those five bulbs are illuminating that room. In the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will have five noor. So the scholars have written that the noor of La ilaha illallah will have a particular unique color. And this noor will be in front of the person. You can imagine like a tube light, right? It gives light. Bulb also gives light. And then bulb has different colors, right? You have the white light, you have the pink light, you have the yellow light. So all of them are giving lights, but each one has its own color. So in the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be different actions, different amal usale will have different types of noor. So the noor of La ilaha illallah will have a color, will be in front of us. Then the noor of Allahu Akbar, whoever used to do zikr of Allahu Akbar, this noor will be on the right side. And the reason is because Allahu Akbar, this is a declaration of the azmat of Allah. And the requirement of Allah Ta'ala's azmat is that this noor should be on the right side. Because right is perfection, the side of perfection. Then subhanallah, the noor of subhanallah will be on the left side. Because in subhanallah, we are saying that Allah is free from all defects. And the noor of alhamdulillah will be behind a person. Alhamdulillah. When you get some ni'mat, after getting a ni'mat, you say alhamdulillah. So this will be behind a person. And the noor of iman will be on top of the person. And with these anwarat all around him, this person will be walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it will be said to him, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, O nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbik, the return back to your Lord. And then the angels will escort that person with that noor and enable him to enter into Jannat. So on the day of Qiyamah, this noor that a person has will be the noor of their batin, will be the noor in their heart. And whoever will live such a life in this dunya, where they excel in doing good deeds and they abstain from sins, they will have more of this noor on that day. The way to get this noor is very easy. It's to excel in doing as many good deeds as we can, because every good deed, every ibadah, it brings noor in a person's heart. We praise Salah, it brings noor. Tilawat of Quran brings noor. Zikr, remembrance of Allah, brings noor. To speak truth brings noor. To have good akhlaq brings noor. To do everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the sharia will bring noor. These are all good actions. And because of them, every single day, this noor will keep on increasing. So for example, someone has a 0-watt bulb. Then you have a 5-watt bulb, 10-watt bulb, 100, 200, 1,000-watt bulb. The power keeps on increasing. And because of the power, the light keeps on increasing. So whoever recited the kalma, Allah will give them some noor. Now this person, the extent of neek amal, more and more neek amal, it's dependent upon the number of amal that a person does and the quality of their iman, quality of their amal. The power of this imani noor will keep on increasing. The noor of the heart will keep on increasing. And it will keep on increasing so much that this noor of iman will completely illuminate that person's heart. It will illuminate that person's heart and will lead to what you call shara'i sadr. That this iman will protect that person and will just expand the sadr, the chest of that person. Afaman, Allah says in Quran, Afaman sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil Islam fahuwa ala nurim min rabbihi. Which means that whose heart we have, whose chest we have opened for the deen of Islam, that person is on a noor from their Lord. Yani there is a noor that comes in the chest of that person. That person gets the noor of hidayah, the noor of iman. The heart opens up, the chest opens up. This is called sharaha sadr. And when a person attains shara'i sadr, what does it mean? That now that person is acting on the deen but with itminan in their heart, with shauq, with the desire of their heart, with the shauq and zauq, with love, with the yearning, with raghbat, with inclination. They don't view salah to be a burden. They don't view the commandments of Allah, the ahkam of the sharia, to be some type of musibah. But there's so much muhabbat from within, the muhabbat of Allah is so much there inside, that they are eagerly, passionately, lovingly doing these amal. And you imagine, it's not that they have a kanuni taluk with Allah, they have a jununi relationship with Allah. This is called shara sadr. That an-nuru iza dakhala sadr in fataha. When this nur enters the chest, in fataha, it opens it up. It opens it up. And now a person's tabiyat becomes according to the shariat. Now if a person, not only they stay away from sin, that irada of sin also goes away from their heart. So this nur is with us. This will be with us in this dunya. This nur will be with us in our grave. This nur will be on akhirah and on the bridge. And when the people of Iman will be walking on the day of Qiyamah and will be traveling over that bridge, crossing over Jahannam. So the fire of Jahannam will say to the believers, that Asra ya Mu'min, that move quickly, O believers, your nur is extinguishing my fire. Your nur is extinguishing my fire. So the reality is that this nur is a very incredible blessing. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this nur. Now, how can a person get this nur in their life? So there are a few points to remember. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us the ability to get this nur. Whoever makes the mujahida, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever makes an effort to get this nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide that person. But we have to start with the intention. We need to have that talab. We need to have that desire. And we also need to have the determination. And when a person starts with the real determination and talab, then Allah ta'ala makes it easy. So before we look at the ways to acquire this, let's look at the benefits of acquiring this nur. When a person gets this nur in their heart, what is the asr? What is the faida? What is the benefit? What does a person get? When a person gets this nur, Allah ta'ala puts nur on the face of that person. Allah puts nur in the sohbat, the company of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person firasat mu'minana, and Allah ta'ala accepts that person's dua. Four or five things happen. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a nur on that person's face. This is such a nur which a person cannot hide even. People will do ibadat of Allah in the middle of the night, in the darkness of the night, in solitude. Allah Ta'ala will put the nur of their ibadat on their face. Their faces will be like Alladhina idha ru'u dhukir Allah. If you look at their faces, you will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such purnur faces with itminan and nuraniyat and ruhaniyat. Just by looking at their faces, people will feel attracted to them. A stranger will be attracted to them. Many of our mashayikh in this ummah, Hazrat Mulana Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah, some Hindus, they accepted Islam at his hand. So other Hindus asked him that, why did you leave your religion of Hinduism and accepted this deen, new deen? They said that they pointed towards the face of Mulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah and said, just look at his face. This face cannot be the face of a liar. People are mashayikh, they would be on the train and they would be stationed at the particular platform and they would take out their faces to look at the people outside and the people would come around and they will just stare at that person's face. There will be so much nur. People, strangers, the Sahaba Ikram, that was also what happened to them. People would just look at them and say, we just want to be like you. We see some light on your face, we want to get that same light on our face as well. Then not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the nur on their faces, on their jism, but because of this nur, there is an ajeeb ta'asir and effect that comes in that person's company. Just being in that person's company, other people can feel that nur, other people can get some itminan simply by putting themselves in their company. Yani their company affects the hearts of other people. This is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ's company, the many, many big unbelievers would come and they would change, their heart would change because of that company, and they would attain the maqam of sahabiyat. So this is the second benefit. Third benefit is that those who have this nur, Allah Ta'ala gives them a particular in'am, which is called firasat-e mu'minana, a spiritual insight, that they are able to understand the reality of things. Even before a particular event has happened, they would know that if I take this route, so the outcome will be something which is detrimental, harmful. But if I take that route, then the outcome would be beneficial. So they can protect themselves. Allah gives them this insight. Allah Ta'ala puts that because of this nur, Allah Ta'ala gives them this insight. This haqiqat opens up to their heart. The Prophet ﷺ explains this in a hadith. Ittaqu firasat al mu'min fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. That fear the firasat, this insight of a mu'min, for he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran, Allah mentions this as furqan. Allah gives them this nur, which is furqan, through which they can do farq, bayna al-haqqi wal-batil. They can differentiate between the path that is true and the path that is false. And once a person wearing a jubbah and a beard and a turban, amama, he came in the gathering of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. And he asked him that there is a hadith which I haven't been able to understand. Oh, Sheikh, can you explain this hadith to me? The Sheikh asked him, what is that hadith? And he recited the same hadith. Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa'innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. That fear the firasat, the insight of a believer, for he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he looked at him closely and then said that this hadith means that, oh, Christian, recite the kalima and become a Muslim. Well, that person was stunned. He started sweating. And he said that, how did you know that I was a Christian? Because his whole, he wanted to play a game. He himself was a Christian, dressed up like a Muslim. And he wanted to ask this commentary about this hadith. And then whatever answer would have been given, he would have said that, look, you call Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah as a very big Sheikh, but he wasn't even able to understand that I was a Christian. But immediately Allah Ta'ala gives them this mu'min, this nur through which they can know. They can know what the haqiqat of the matter is. This is another benefit that a person gets when they have this nur. And another inam, another reward from Allah, is that this person attains the maqam of mustajabud da'wat. And they have such a nisbat with Allah, such a relationship with Allah, that now whenever they raise their hands to make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts their dua. When they turn their tawajjuh, their attention, their himmat to Allah and ask Allah with talab, Allah Ta'ala accepts their dua. In Hadith Mubarakah it comes that the Prophet ﷺ said that there are many people who outwardly might be ragged and people will not look at them, and they will be wearing very simple, humble clothing. But they have such a maqam, such a rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that were they to take a qasam on the name of Allah and ask anything from Allah, Allah will grant them whatever they're asking. So such people still exist. And a way a person can get this ni'mat is by increasing this nur. Now, how can a person get this nur? So, the first step is to make this intention, this commitment, that I want to live such a life where I can get as much nur in my heart as possible. And I want to safeguard this nur as well. So there are two strategies. One is to get this nur, and the other is to preserve and safeguard whatever nur we already have. So the ways in which we can get this nur, generally it's about how many good deeds we do. But there are some particular actions which are extremely helpful in getting this nur. One of them is reciting Quran. Quran is nur. Quran, Allah Ta'ala sent Quran as a way to take people out. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk li tukhrijan nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. It's a book which takes people out from Zulumat into Noor. But the shart is that we read Quran with the way it's supposed to be read. And the way it's supposed to be read is when you read Quran, we're supposed to have an attentive heart. We're supposed to reflect that this Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalam means it's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And speech means it's the attribute of Allah. And when I'm reading kalam, these tajalliyat and anwarat, they're already there, which are wrapped in these alfaz, in these words. There is noor. Like imagine there is a light and you wrap that light with a garment, right? Inside there is light, but outside you have cloaked it with a robe, with a garment. In the same way, these words of the Quran are like a cloak or a garment. Inside this cloak and robe is a noor of the sifat from Allah, is a noor of Allah, noor from Allah. So when we recite a word, we're not just supposed to recite and be attentive to the words that we're reciting, but also to be attentive with our heart towards the noor that is inside those words. And we can do that by making niyat. It's very simple. You make niyat to Allah, that Ya Allah, I'm ask you that whatever noor that is there inside this harf, this word that I'm reciting, Allah put that noor in my heart as well because of the barakah of me reciting this word. Allah, I'll be putting this word on my tongue. Allah, I ask you that you put the noor of these words in my heart. You make this intention. And you read every word with that concentration, focus, and attention. That you're not just reciting the words of the Quran. You're not just reciting the words on your tongue. You are soaking. You are soaking, you're imbibing, you're pulling the noor into your heart. The noor of those words are coming in your heart. And your heart is drowning, it's drenching, it's sunbathing, sun basking in that noor which is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel that your heart is absorbing that noor. Husul e noor, husul, hasil, that noor is coming into your heart. When you read Quran with that attention, with that intention, you will see that Quran mein maza aayega. You wouldn't want to leave Quran. You would just want to continue. You'll be getting so much noor in your heart. You wouldn't want to stop. You would just want to fill your heart to the brim with the noor of the Quran. One of the greatest sources of noor is this Quran. But if we read this Quran in this manner, then we'll be able to feel it. And every person can feel it. And this is the month of Ramadan. If you just make a bit of effort, we can feel this noor. This is the month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. Our Akabirin Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he would finish 63 Qurans in one Ramadan. 30 Quran in the morning, 30 at night, and 3 in Taraweeh. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh would finish 70 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he would finish one Quran every 7 days. This was his ma'mul throughout the year, in Ramadan, ghair Ramadan. The reason why they were able to read Quran so much is because of the noor that they were getting. It wasn't simply about the alfaz. Once, Hazrat Mas'ar bin Qadam rahmatullah, he says, I entered the masjid and I saw a person praying salah and I liked that person's kirat. So I started listening to their kirat. He continued until he completed 1/3 of the Quran. And then I thought that now he will do ruku. But he did not do ruku. He continued until he had finished half of the Quran. Then I thought that now he will do ruku. But he did not do ruku. And in that one rakat, he completed the entire Quran. And when he completed his salah and said salam, I saw his face and he was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. They would complete the whole Quran in one rakat. It's like a love letter. You feel the noor coming in your heart. That's why Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, he said that if a person's heart is pure, they would never tire from reciting the Quran. Itna noor milta hai ki dil phat raha hota hai. You get so much noor that the heart is feeling all of that. The heart is containing, the heart is filled to the brim. So Quran, we should try to read more in this month and read like you're eating an ice cream, where you savor every single scoop of that ice cream. That's how we should read Quran. Savor every single ayat. Enjoy the flavor of that ayah. Enjoy the pleasure of that ayah. Enjoy the noor of that ayah. Try to soak and absorb the noor of that ayah in your heart. Connect your heart with that ayah. Make dua to Allah while you're reciting that ayah. That Allah, give me the noor. So we have to pray Quran with an attentive heart. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will fill our hearts with the noor. Then the second amal, second action which helps a person is to do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah. The more a person does zikr of Allah ta'ala, the zikr is also light in this dunya. This zikr will be light, noor in this dunya. It will be a noor for a person in the grave, will be a noor on the bridge, will be a noor. And on the other hand, a person who is heedless of Allah, absent-minded, doesn't do zikr, they turn away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will lose out on this noor. And the misery of all miseries is to lose out on this noor. And the success of all successes is to have this noor. So zikr brings noor into a person's heart. It brings noor on a person's face. It brings noor on a person's limb. So doing kasrat zikr, that's why Allah says in Quran that udhkurullaha zikran kasira, that remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly, abundantly. Because what happens is, how do we get this noor? When you are remembering Allah Ta'ala, the greatest blessing is that Allah is remembering you. Fazkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I, Allah, will remember you. And when Allah Ta'ala remembers us, Allah is remembering our heart, because we are remembering Allah through our heart. So our hearts are being remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way, how does Allah Ta'ala remember our heart? It's not that you say Allah, 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 Allah says banda, banda, banda. Right? Allah says moiz, moiz, moiz. No. The way Allah Ta'ala remembers our heart is by shavering his rahmat into our heart, shavering the noor in our heart. The noor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a tajalli. And it enters our heart, and that when the noor comes, it polishes our heart. That's why the Prophet said that for every single thing there is a polish, and the polish of the heart is zikrullah, is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of Allah, it polishes our heart. Whatever stains were there because of the sins, the black spots were there, those black spots are removed so that the noor of iman can shine through from within. It's already there. Believer who has recited the kalima, the noor is already there. Because the sins, they just cover it up. There's a rust, a crust that comes on top, which prevent that light from shining through. The power of zikr, tazkiyah, purification, is that it purifies that crust, that rust, that layer on top, and allows the noor of iman to shine through. So the more and more zikr we do of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala will remember us. And the more noor will come in our heart. And when the more noor comes in our heart, the more yakin we will have in our iman. Then we won't have doubt, because we'll be experiencing that noor. We'll be living that noor. We'll become embodiments of that noor. Then the third amal, the third strategy for increasing this noor, is that we should try to put ourselves in the company of the pious, the company of the righteous, the company of those whose state will elevate us and whose words will invite us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah says in Quran, kunu ma'as sadiqin, put yourself in their company. The Sahaba ikram, they put themselves in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took them to that height of iman, to that highest level of taqwa, to that highest level of noor that they had in their hearts. Radhi Allahu an. They got the radha of Allah. So company has an effect. Sometimes we don't have itminan in our heart. We don't have that zikr in our heart. But if we put ourselves in the company of those who are the zakirin, then because of their zikr, we will get itminan in our hearts. Allah says in Quran, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Then know verily in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest? And there are two ways to understand this ayah. One is that if you remember, if we remember Allah, then our hearts will find itminan, will find contentment, will find rest, peace, tranquility. On the other hand, let's say a person is weak, we are not able to make zikr on our own. If we put ourselves in the company of the zakirin, the company of those who remember Allah, then their zikr, Allah bi zikrillah, their zikr of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, will give itminan to our qalb. They are doing the zikr, their company will have an effect on our heart. It will bring noor in our heart. So that's why Hazrat Imam Luqman rahmatullah, Luqman alayhi salam, he would give nasihat to his son that you should befriend those people whose state will elevate you and whose speech will guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also have a habit of putting ourselves in the company of the pious, the righteous, with this intention that Allah, I want to get this noor in my heart. And perhaps I'm weak, but if I put myself next to the fire, like if you want to get warmth, so if you don't have the fire within us, then we stay next to the fire. And if you stay for a long time next to the fire, at least we'll get the warmth for as long as we're staying. And then someday we might get the fire in our heart as well. That's what the Prophet is teaching as well in a dua, that Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbuk wa hubba man yuhibbuk. First is direct. Allah, I ask you for your muhabbat. But then maybe I don't have that strength on my own. My heart maybe is not that pure enough. Maybe I don't have that ability to be so regular in my zikr. So for that, the second part, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, Allah grant me the muhabbat of those who love you. And perhaps because I can ride on their waves, and through their waves I can get your muhabbat. I don't have the fire within, but if I stay next to the fire for a long time, or for enough time, I can get that fire, I can light the flame within me as well. We can get that nur as well. And then the fourth, final way through which a person can get this nur is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us dua. We should try to learn this dua. We should try to make this dua. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. In Surah Tahreem, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana. And this is a dua that Allah ta'ala is teaching us in the Quran. So if it's mentioned in the Quran, then it goes to show how important it is that we learn this dua and make this dua to Allah ta'ala. This is a dua that we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek noor ek mangne ki cheez hai. It's a blessing which we have to ask Allah, we have to seek it from Allah. And that's why this dua is being mentioned, that this is the method to get this dua from, to get this noor from Allah. So Rabbana atmim lana noorana. O our Lord, O our Rabb, complete this noor for me. Atmim lana, tamam kar de, perfect this noor for me. Make this noor mukammal for me. Like we have incomplete noor, right? We love Allah with the one portion of our heart. The other portion is given to makhluk. Allah says that love Allah bi kulli qulubikum, with the full extent of your heart. We enter into Islam, we do things which we like, but we also don't do things which we don't like, which are difficult for us. Allah says, no, enter completely. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter entirely into the deen of Islam, completely, absolutely. So perhaps a person may not be, not have that strength to do this. We should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we seek strength from you that you complete this noor in our heart. Enable us to love you with the full extent of our heart. Enable us to come entirely, completely, fully within the deen of Islam. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. And waghfir lana. That up till now, Allah, all my inadequacies, my shortfall, the fact that I haven't been able to complete this noor, so waghfir lana. Allah, forgive us. Forgive us for the past. Forgive us that we have this naqis noor. We have this incomplete noor. We don't have that kamal, we have incomplete, imperfect. Allah, forgive us for that imperfection. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah, indeed, you have qudrat over everything. Allah, we are not asking that you give us this noor because of our amal, because any deed that we have done. Allah, we ask you that you give this noor because of your qudrat. Your shane qudrat, your shane kareemi and rahimi. Allah, we invoke your qudrat, your power, your strength. And from your strength, Allah, we seek this noor. Allah, we are looking at you. Allah, don't look at us. Don't look at any amal that we have. Allah, we are asking you to look at your own qudrat. And out of your qudrat, Allah, grant us this noor, for nothing is difficult for you. Allah, it's difficult for me. I don't have the qudrat to get this kamil noor in my heart. But Allah, it's not difficult for you to give me this kamil noor in my heart. So if you make dua in this way, then Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, give it to us. Why wouldn't Allah Ta'ala give it to us? If every day in Ramadan, before we break our fast, a moment which is a moment of qubuliyat dua. Now, about 20 days are left, approximately. If on 20 days, if I write, it's like a blank check. The Prophet ﷺ said that whatever du'as you make at that time will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So if there is a person, before they break their fast, every day they say, Allah, Rabbana, Atmim lana, Nurana, Waghfir lana, Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah, grant me the completion of this noor and forgive me. Allah, grant me kamal of this noor. And they do this for 20 days, then wouldn't Allah Ta'ala give it to them? And if you keep writing on every blank check, Allah, noor, I want complete noor, kamil noor, kamil noor, kamil noor, kamil noor, then Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. This is a month to make these du'as to Allah Ta'ala. We should go beyond just this basic level of iman. Ask Allah for tamam in this noor, kamal in this noor. Not just basic, bare level, bare minimum, 0 watt noor. Ask Allah for the full glory, full perfection. Allah, I ask you by the noor of your face to grant me the noor. Like the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala for this noor. When the Prophet ﷺ was in the day of Taif, the Prophet ﷺ used this to make dua, that I seek refuge in the light of your face, which illuminates the darknesses and sets aright the things of this world and the next. Allah, I ask you that you become pleased with me, that you become razi with me. And there is another dua that we can make. So this one was from the Quran. The other dua is from the Hadith, which is a beautiful dua. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ taught us this dua, and you can recite this when you, for those, the men, they can recite this when they go for Fajr Salah. And on the way, while going to Fajr Salah, you can recite this when there's darkness outside. And for others, they can recite this at any time during the day. But it's a beautiful dua. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi noora. Oh Allah, grant me noor in my qalb, in my spiritual heart. Wafi basari noora. Allah, grant me noor in my eyes, in my sight. Wafi sam'i noora. Allah, grant me noor in my hearing, my ears. Wafi lisani noora. And grant me noor on my tongue. Wa'an yamini noora. Grant me noor on my right side. Wa'an shimali noora. And on my left side. Wa'an amami noora. In front of me. Wa'min khalfi noora. Behind me. Wa'fawki noora. Above me. Wa'tahti noora. Below me. Allahumma ja'al fi jaladi noora. Wa'jasadi noora. Allah, grant me noor in my jism, my skin. Wa fi lahmi noora, in my meat, my flesh. Wa fi azami noora, in my bones. Wa fi sha'ri noora, in my hair. And the Prophet ﷺ is making this dua. And then the end, Allahumma ja'alni noora, wa zidni noora. Allah, make me noor. And Allah, increase me in this noor. Allahumma ja'alni nura wa zidni nura. So we should learn these du'as. Such a beautiful du'a that the Prophet ﷺ has taught us. We should make this du'a to Allah Ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. The last thing is that if a person gets this nur, we have to guard this nur. And the way to guard this nur is to abstain from sin. The number one way in which this nur goes away from our heart is when a person commits a sin. Sin is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sin is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a black spot that comes on our heart. And there is a, it's like a vacuum. There's a hole. And whatever we did, it's just taken out. That nur is sucked out. Imagine like a bathroom tub. If the drain is open, and then you open the tap, the shower, so all the water is coming in. But the water will not be able to maintain that level. Why? Because the drain is open. The water will be sucked out. In the same way, this nur is coming into our heart because of all these ibadah that we do. But if we have these sins in our life, they're like holes in our heart. And because of these holes, that nur is sucked out. So the most important thing in order to get this nur is to plug the holes of our heart, is to abstain from sin, is to leave sin. That is the most important thing on this journey. Once a Sahabi came and asked the Prophet ﷺ that how can I become the best worshipper in the sight of Allah? And all these people are worshipping Allah, how can I become the best? The Prophet ﷺ gave the reply that leave sin and you will become sabse zyada ibadat guzar, the most worshipping servant of Allah. So Ramadan is here. This is no greater source of nur than this month. But the number one thing we have to do is to we have to avoid sin. Because what happens is if we keep continuing, if we keep doing sins, then what sins they do is they end up taking us exactly where we were before. There is one person who does a sin, then they do some good deed. So because of their good deed, their sins are wiped away. Then again they do sin, then again they do good deeds. They won't feel any difference in their life. On the other hand, there is another person who does not sin, but the good deeds that they're doing is very small, but they're doing them consistently and they're not sinning. The second person will draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the holes are plugged. So we have to sit and analyze our life. What are the things that we are doing that are disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we should try to avoid those sins with full force. We have to be defensive. We have this nur in our heart. When you go to the masjid, you get nur. When you recite Quran, you get nur. When you make dua, you get nur. When you fast and pray, you get nur. But shaitan and nafs will try to rip us of this nur. We have to be defensive and we have to defend ourselves from them. And if we are defensive, then inshallah this treasure will keep on increasing. This nur will keep on increasing. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us that we can act on these teachings of our deen. May Allah ta'ala complete this nur upon us, grant us this tamam in our nur, kamal in our nur. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. And may Allah Ta'ala shower His glance and gaze of rahmat upon us. And because of His rahmat, may Allah Ta'ala make us munawwar with the nur of Iman. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to live a life on nur, to die on nur, to be raised up on the minbar of nur. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make a dua. سبحان ربي العلى الوهاب، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رب كريم، الله you are the خالق، you are the مالك، you are the رازق، you are the رب. ظلمنا أنفسنا، الله we have done ظلم on ourselves. Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Allah, we have soiled ourselves. Allah, we have made ourselves impure because of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight in Tawbah. Allah, we ask that you accept our Tawbah. Allah, we ask that you forgive us for all the sins that we remember. Forgive us for all the sins that we have forgotten. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are a Tawwab. Ya Rabbi Kareem, your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Atta ibu min al-dhambi kaman la zamba lahu. That a person who makes tawbah is like that person who has never sinned in his life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make true tawbah to you tonight. Allah, we ask that you accept this tawbah from all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there might be one person in the gathering, Allah, whose hands you like, whose life you like, whose any good deed, Allah, is maqbool, acceptable to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there might be any one of us in this gathering, Allah, whose tawbah you like, whose nadamat you like. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you, by the barakah of that one person, that you accept the tawbah for all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have gathered here, Allah, with the niyat of tawbah. Allah, we want to make tawbah. Allah, we want to please you with making this tawbah. Allah, we want to return back to you. Allah, we want to come back to you. Allah, we have left your way. Allah, we know that, Ya Allah, we have left your way. Allah, we don't want to lose this way. Allah, shaitan and nafs were against us. Allah, they made us lead. Allah, they made us astray. Allah, they led us against you. They led us away from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you send this month of Ramadan to pull us back to yourself. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to be pulled back by you. Allah, we want to draw close to you. Allah, we want to be pulled back by you. Allah, we want that you attract us towards yourself. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we're presenting ourselves to you tonight. Allah, we're presenting ourselves to you tonight. Allah, we ask that you accept us. Allah, we can only present ourselves to you. Allah, we can only make irada and intentions. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask that you put barakah in our intentions. Grant us himmat in our intention. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you present, that you accept us. Allah, grant us qubuliyah in our deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have blackened hearts. Allah, you know the states of our hearts. Allah, you know the state of our, you know the condition of our heart. Allah, it's blackened. Allah, it's darkened. Allah, it's soiled. Allah, it's hard. Allah, there is rust and crust. Allah, there are impurities. Allah, there are diseases. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Mukallibul Qulub. Allah, you are the changer of hearts. Allah, you are Muzakki Hakiki. Allah, you are the purifier of our hearts. Allah, we present these hearts to you. Allah, no matter how blackened they are, Allah, these hearts have Iman in you. Allah, these hearts have the Noor of Iman in them. Allah, we ask you that you accept this Noor of Iman. Allah, accept us for the renewal of Iman. Accept us for the revival of Iman. Allah, allow this Iman, the light of Iman, to shine forth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the zulmat from the heart. Allah, purify our hearts once again. Allah, make our hearts illuminated with the Noor of Iman, with the Noor of Taqwa. Allah, with the Noor of your Muhabba, with the Noor of your Ma'rifa, with the Noor of your closeness and your intimacy. Allah, with the Noor of Sabr, the Noor of shukr, the Noor of Tawakkul. Allah, adorn us with the Noor of all the sifat and mu'minana that you've mentioned in the Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us on this, Ya Allah. Allah, accept this dua from all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you for this Noor. Allah, we ask you by this name. Allah, your beautiful name, An-Noor. Allah, we ask you, Allah, that you bless us with this Noor in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us Noor in our hearts. Grant us Noor in our eyes. Grant us Noor on our tongue. Grant us Noor on our limbs. Allah, grant us Noor on our face. Allah, grant us Noor on the right, on the left, in front and behind, above and below. Allah, grant us Noor on our skin, our jism. Allah, grant us Noor in our flesh, our bones. Allah, grant us Noor in our hair. Allah, grant us Noor. Allah, make us Noor. Allah, increase us in this Noor. Ya Rabbi Kareem, perfect this Noor. Grant us Kamal in this Noor. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept us for this life of Noor. Allah, safeguard this Noor. Allah, save us from sins. Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from squandering this Noor that we have. Allah, save us from squandering this treasure that we have. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, 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 ours condition, Allah. Allah, we have pity over our own condition. Allah, we take one step in your direction. And then two steps, Allah, we pushed back by nafs and shaitan. Then we take one step towards you. Then again, we slip two steps back. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we want to exit out of this lifestyle. Allah, we want to exit this, Ya Allah. We want to end this, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you for madad. Allah, we ask you for help. Allah, we are weak. Every weak turns towards the strong. Allah, we ask you for quwwat. Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Allah, safeguard us from sin. Allah, accept us for a life of piety and taqwa. Allah, those who have istiqamat on deen, Allah, you give them the tawfiq for istiqamah. Allah, just like you have protected them from sins, given them istiqamah, Allah, we also ask from you that same istiqamah. Allah, we also ask from you that same himmat. Allah, we also ask from you that same safety and security. Allah, keep us on this path. Allah, grant us your hifadat and protection. Save us from those amal through which we squander this noor in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we don't want to hit ourselves on the foot. Allah, save us from this zulm. Allah, don't, Ya Allah, we don't want to do zulm on ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are the zalim. We are also the mazloom. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask that you remove this zulm from us. Accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this, Ya Allah. Allah, accept this for you. Allah, accept us on your path. Accept us, Ya Allah, on this path of muhabba, this path of mahbubiya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We ask you that you save us from all the sins, the environment of sin, the company of sin, the gatherings of sin, those who invite towards sin, those connect us to sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, put the thoughts of sin away from our heart. Put the memories of sin away from our heart. Allah, wipe our hearts clean. Allah, wipe our memories, Ya Allah, memories of sin. Allah, make them clean. Allah, purify our thinking, purify our thoughts, purify our feelings, purify our emotions, purify our desires, purify our eyes, purify our tongue. Allah, purify us, Ya Allah. Allah, purify us, Ya Allah. Allah, you are the purifier. You are the muzakki hakiki. Allah, purify us, purify our zahir, purify our batin. Allah, enable us to live a pure life, to die a pure death, to be raised up in a manner that we are pure before you. Allah, make us pure individuals. Allah, make us pure individuals. Allah, make us true individuals. Allah, remove the hypocrisy from our heart. Remove the dorangi from our hearts. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are able, Allah, we do acts of piety when people are around us. Allah, when people are looking at us, Allah, we become religious, we become pious, we act in a religious way. But Ya Allah, you know what happens when we are alone. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the sins that we do in seclusion. Save us from the sins that we do in khalwat. Save us from the sins that we do when we are alone. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove this two-facedness from our life. Remove this duplicity from our life. Allah, remove this hypocrisy from our life. Remove this dorangi from our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us yakran. Allah, color us with the rang of your rang. Allah, grant us the sibagatullah, the color of your deen, the color of sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us pure, Ya Allah. Allah, make our zahir, Allah, pure. Make our batin better than our zahir, and make our zahir pure. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us, Ya Allah, what according to your own shan, Allah, according to your own shan-e kareemi, your own shan-e rahimi, Allah, grant us the what is best for us, what is best for us in this dunya, what is best for us in akhirah. Allah, we ask you for all the khair that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked from you. Allah, we ask that you protect us from all the shurur that the Prophet sought a refuge in. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the darkness of the muhabbat of dunya from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove the darkness of the muhabbat of dunya from our hearts. Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat to the brim. Enable us to love you with the full extent of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allahumma inna nas'aluka shawkan ila liqa'ik wa lazzata nazri ila wajhika al-kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you increase us in the passion that we have for meeting you. Grant us the passion for meeting you. Grant us the zawk and shock of meeting you, doing mulaqat with you, and grant us, Ya Allah, the lazzat of looking at your blessed face, the lazzat of looking at your noble face, Allah, the lazzat of looking at your wajhik al kareem, ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, accept us for that day when we can also look upon you. And like you are looking at us, we are looking at you and you're smiling at us. And like we are smiling back at you. Allah, accept us for that day as well. Allah, accept us for this ni'mat as well. Allah, accept us for this blessing as well. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, enable us to live a life that is according to your pleasure. Allah, grant us a life of Radha. Allah, grant us a life of your Radha. Allah, grant us a life of your Liqa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Allah, truly we haven't done qadr of you. Allah, we haven't done qadr of you. Allah, you have given us so much. Allah, you have given us so much. Allah, you have given us so much. You have given us, Allah, beyond our need. Allah, you have given us much more than what we deserved, much more than what we are worthy of. Allah, we haven't done qadr of you. Allah, we haven't done qadr of the Quran. Allah, years pass by, months pass by. Allah, we don't get the tawfiq to open the Quran, to open your kalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are be qadre. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we haven't done qadr of your Quran. We haven't done qadr of the deen. We haven't done qadr of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we admit, Ya Allah. Allah, we are ikrari mujrim. Allah, we admit of our mistakes. We admit of our sins. Allah, we admit of our blunders. Allah, we admit of this zulm that we have done, this zulm-e azim that we have done. Allah, this zulm-e azim that we have done on ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, you are the being who can wipe away this zulm. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you are the being who can forgive us. Allah, there is no other one, no other being who can forgive us for our sins other than you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have only your door in front of us. Allah, whoever we are, no matter how bad we are, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, we are your servants. Allah, we are the believers. Allah, we are recited your kalima. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, we present this nisbat to you tonight. Allah, being ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, don't look at us. Allah, look at the Gumbadi Khizra. Allah, look at the Gumbadi Khizra. Look at the tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, wipe us, Ya Allah. Allah, wipe the sins from our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept the tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept the tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept our nadamat, Ya Allah. Accept our tears, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us sincerity. Allah, grant us ikhlas. Save us from riya. Save us from insincerity. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept these duas from all of us tonight. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, whatever we have asked, Allah, grant us according to your own shan, better than what we can ask. And Ya Allah, what we should have asked but we weren't able to ask, Allah, grant us those ni'mat as well. Allah, we make dua for the entire Muslim ummah. Allah, shower your khususi karam and rahmat on the entire Muslim ummah, on the weak of the ummah, the widows of the ummah, the oppressed of the ummah, the mazloom of the ummah. Allah, shower your special rahmah and love upon the ummah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that those who are distant from Deen, Allah, shower your hidayah upon them. Allah, bring them close to Deen. Allah, those who are outside of Deen, Allah, shower your hidayah upon them. Bring them within the folds of Iman and Islam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi khayr khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.